We like to preach about the corruptible and the incorruptible. What are you living for today, Americans? Are you living for the corruptible? That's everything that Christ is going to burn away. Art's all going to be burned away. Entertainment's all going to be burned away. Pride and vanity's all going to be burned away. Churchianity that's false is all going to be burned away. Everything's going to be burned away that's outside of the word and the truth of Jesus Christ. But Christ is so glorious. He came into the world to seek and save the lost. If you're willing to admit you're a worldly person, you're following false churchianity on Sunday, Saturday, whenever, they're all false. If you're willing to submit yourselves, repent, and follow the Savior, you must follow him. It's not enough to have Jesus in your heart. We've heard this 100 times today. I have Jesus in my heart. That is not the gospel. Having Jesus in your heart does not save you. Try going before a righteous judge and telling him, well, I have the law in my heart, but I don't keep it. Test yourself, young man. I have the law in my heart, but I don't keep it, Your Honor. The judge is going to say, you better start keeping the law. When you stand before God, it's not going to be, I got Jesus in my heart. What's the fruit of your life, neighbors? Worldliness, entertainment, false American religion, churchianity, pride and vanity. This is the fruit of your life, America. And God's going to come and purge America and the world with fire. Judgment and fire and wrath is coming. Jesus is angry with the wicked.
Amen.
Test yourself, sir. Come out of the world. Come out of the churches. They're lying to you. Jesus is angry with the wicked. I'll go away when God calls me to go. For now, I'm going to preach. Nothing better to do than preach Jesus Christ. King of kings and Lord of lords. Do not be deceived, neighbors. You can't just believe Jesus in your heart. Imagine a man or a woman. Hey, I'm faithful to my wife in my heart. But, you know, I cheat all the time. No one would buy that. You can't be faithful to God in your heart and not obey him in all your ways, neighbor. Have you pondered your fate in eternity? There's a day of wrath that's coming. A day of judgment's coming. Jesus said, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted is going to be uprooted. You know that? If you're not planted in the sound ground of Jesus Christ and following and obeying him, you're going to be uprooted on judgment day. You're going to be uprooted and turned away and judged. Jesus described and warned about hell more than he talked about heaven. It's true. Why? It's a terrible place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. We don't want our neighbors to go there. The churches are lying to you. Open the Bible and see how far you are from the truth of God. Jesus told us in John 8 that you can be set free by the truth. What a glorious promise. But you got to walk in the truth to be set free. He also told us in John 8, ready? If you don't hear God's word and yield to it, God's not your father. Actually, Satan is your father if you don't hear God's word and yield to it. That's what John 8 says. Jesus said it. Jesus said it, ma'am. He's not a liar. You're a child of Satan if you can't hear the word of God. So we just love our neighbors enough to tell you the truth. You don't want to be a child of Satan. You want to hear the word of God. You want to obey the word of God. You want to keep the word of God. That means come out of the world. Come out of your pride and vanity. Come out of your entertainment. Come out of your church systems. Come out of Satan's snare. Paul talked about you're in the snare of Satan because you're living your own way. You're living like the culture. The God of America is entertainment. It's Satan, really, but he's disguised as entertainment. So we just want our neighbors to wake up from your spiritual slumber. Wake up and lose your life to follow Christ, Matthew 10, lest you lose your life. You have no hope of eternal life to come. No one's going to enter the kingdom of God living like the world. No one's going to enter the kingdom of God practicing American churchianity. No one's going to enter the kingdom of God living in their flesh. Walk in the Spirit, and you're not condemned. Those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the Spirit, are not condemned. Romans 8. But if they walk in the flesh, they are condemned. There's no hope for you in the flesh, neighbor. There's no hope as you live like the world. There's no hope as you throw God a scrap on Sunday. Lose your life completely to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus said, work while it's day. Night is coming when no man can work. That means work now. Work while there's light. He is the light. Work while there's time. Work while you have a chance to labor for the kingdom of God. But living like the world, you're not laboring for the kingdom of God, neighbor. John 3, 19 through 21. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness and sin because the light reproves them. That's this culture. The culture hates the truth and the light of God's word. God's people love his word. They love what God hates. They love what God loves. They hate what God hates. What are you hating today, neighbors? Do you hate the truth? Or do you love the truth? Do you walk in the word? Or are you walking like the world and your flesh? Jesus said, we know a tree by its fruit. What's the fruit of your life, neighbors? Your fruit. Following after this kingdom of Satan. Did you know this culture is the kingdom of Satan? 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan is the god of this world. Test yourself. You got to come out of the world and the churches. Seek Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked, neighbors. Repent and lose your life for the kingdom of God. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised and lifted up today. Do not be deceived. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. What are you sowing to today? Your flesh here in the world. Don't sow to the flesh. Sow to spirit and truth. Sow to goodness and righteousness. Sow to the kingdom of God. Two kingdoms, kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God in Christ. Which one are you living for, neighbors? So folks, you got to ask yourself, now that the art show's over, what do you do with the rest of your day and your life? What are you living for? What are you living for? Are you living for the kingdom of God, neighbors? Are you living for your flesh? What do you seek and hunger for? Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? Or are you thirsting for after whatever you can please yourself with, neighbors? Test yourself. Come out of the world, neighbors. We plead with you. We implore with you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you.